Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a standard Reese and flipping it into a heavyweight sub-impact bass line for Old School Jungle and DNB in Ableton Live 12. And the key move here is resampling. We're not just designing a bass sound, we're turning it into something playable, editable, and dangerous in the drop. The overall goal is simple. Build a bass idea that starts with serious sub-weight, then mutates into a more broken, call-and-response phrase without losing the vibe. That's the Old School Jungle magic. One bass idea, but it keeps evolving, and it keeps the energy moving under the brakes. So let's think like a DNB producer for a second. You want the bass to support the drums, not fight them. You want the kick and sub to feel locked in. You want the Reese to add movement, grit, and attitude. And then you want the resample to become a raw audio performance you can chop like a break. That's where the flip happens. Start by setting up three lanes. First, a dedicated sub track. Second, a Reese MIDI track. Third, a resampled Audino track. This gives you a clean separation of duties, which is crucial in heavier DNB. Weight lives in the sub. Movement lives in the Reese. Character lives in the resample. On the sub track, use something clean and simple, like operator with a sine wave or a pure sine style patch in Waveedable. Keep it mono. No unison, no wide stereo tricks. No fancy nonsense below the low end. Add utility after the instrument and set the width to zero. That way the foundation stays locked and stable. On the Reese track, build a detuned dual oscillator sound. Two saws is a classic place to start. Keep the detune subtle, not huge. You want unstable, not glossy. In Old School Jungle, the Reese should feel a bit raw, a bit mean, and slightly imperfect. That imperfection is part of the vibe. A good starting chain on the Reese is EQ, saturator, auto filter, and then maybe a little glue compressor or drum bus if needed. You can use a light chorus ensemble only if the upper mids need a little movement, but be careful. In DNB, too much width in the wrong place can destroy the low-end focus. Keep the bottom tight and let the upper harmonics breathe. Now write a bass line that leaves room for the break. This is important. Don't think in terms of endless notes. Think in terms of phrases. In Jungle and DNB, silence is part of the groove. A bass line that reacts to the drums feels heavier than a bass line that just fills every gap. A strong starting idea is root, fifth, octave, with short offbeat notes and deliberate rests. If you're in F minor, for example, you might work around F, C, G, and maybe an ebb for movement. Keep the first few bars sparse. Then, in the second half of the phrase, add a syncopated answer. Let the bass push early, then drop out before the snare hits. That little bit of tension makes the return hit harder. And that's the mindset here. The bass should duck around the break pattern, not sit on top of it. Old School DNB bass often feels powerful because it behaves like percussion. It lands, it leaves space, then it answers again. Before resampling, shape the Reese with stock Ableton processing. This is where you get the core tone right. EQ8 can clean up sub rumble if needed, and it can shave off a bit of mud in the low mids if the bass starts clouding the drums. Saturator adds density and attitude. Auto filter is huge here, because filter movement creates tension, especially when you automate it over a phrase. Glue compressor can help tighten the layer, but only lightly. You're not trying to squash the life out of it. If you use drum bus, keep the boom extremely controlled or leave it off entirely on the Reese layer. The sub should stay clean. The Reese can get gritty, but the low end needs discipline. Now comes the main move. Resample the Reese performance into audio. Set up an audio track with input set to resampling, arm it, and record the bass phrase, while you perform filter movement, note changes, and any drive or envelope tweaks. Don't just record one pass. Get at least three. One clean pass, one dirtier pass, and one more filtered or tense pass. Even if you only think you need a couple bars, record 8 bars. Extra material is always useful. This is where the sound stops being just a patch and starts becoming a performance. Once it's audio, you can treat it like a drum break. You can slice it, reverse it, pitch it down, stretch it, chop it into hits. That's the whole point of the flip course idea. Take the resampled audio and slice it into playable pieces. You can use slice to new MIDI track, but for this style, manual cutting and arrangement view often gives you more control and a more intentional feel. Cut on transients, filter opens, subswells, and moments where the Reese changes character. You're looking for useful musical chunks, not just arbitrary divisions. Now build the flip. In the first half of the phrase, keep the bass hits longer and more grounded. In the second half, make it tighter, more syncopated, and more reactive. Bring in reverse tails, short stabs, and pickup notes into the snare. The idea is to make bar 3 and bar 4 feel like a mutated version of bar 1 and bar 2. Same identity, different attitude. This is very old school in spirit. The bass line feels like it's being played live, even though it came from resampling. That human, slightly unpredictable quality is what makes jungle bass so effective. Now rebuild the sub underneath those flips. This part matters a lot. Don't make the sub follow every single chopped mid-bass hit. That gets messy fast. Instead, let the sub support the most important notes only. Follow the key hits, the phrase anchors, the notes that actually define the line. Leave rests where the chops get busy. That creates punch. A clean sine wave sub, mono, with very little processing, is usually the best move. If you need a little glide between notes, use it sparingly. And check the timing carefully. In DNB, even tiny timing differences between the sub and the transient can make a drop feel massive or flat. If the sub feels late, nudge it earlier a touch. If the resampled hit starts awkwardly, tighten the clip start. Small details matter here. Now glue the whole thing to the drums. Route your drums and bass to separate buses. On the drum bus, a little drum bus, some EQ, and maybe light saturation can help everything hit as one unit. On the bass bus, keep the sub clean and check mono regularly. You can use sidechain compression if the groove needs more pocket, but in this style, it should feel musical, not overpumped. Also, think about groove. A subtle swing from the groove pool can help the breaks and bass line feel more alive. And if you're working with chopped amen-style drums or ghost snares, let the bass leave space around those details. The snare should land clean. If the bass masks the backbeat, the whole thing loses impact. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the flip becomes a real track moment. Automate the bass over time. Open the auto filter across a phrase. Increase saturator drive a little into a section ending. Add tiny reverb sends only on transition notes. Use clip gain or utility gain for call and response dips. And throw in reversed resample hits before a fill or section change. A great jungle arrangement often works like this. A filtered intro hinting at the bass, then a solid drop with room for break edits, then a switch up where the resampled bass gets more syncopated, and then a reset where things pull back again. That contrast is what makes the heavy moments feel even bigger. One huge coaching note here, think in phrases, not loops. If the bass hits the same spot every eighth note for too long, it starts to feel mechanical and predictable. The best jungle bass feels like it's responding to the drums. It's a conversation, not a spreadsheet. Also, commit to audio sooner than you think. Once the resampled take has attitude, print it. Audio forces decisions. Decisions create character. A lot of advanced DNB production is just choosing to stop editing the possibilities and start shaping the actual result. Before you finish, check the low end in mono. This is non-negotiable. Use utility to collapse the bass bus to mono and listen carefully. Does the sub disappear? If so, your stereo content is doing too much in the wrong place. Does the res crowd the kick and snare? Then carve the low mids a bit more. Does the resample have too much fizz? Tame it with a low pass or a gentle high cut. The low-end handshake between kick and sub has to be solid. And if the bass feels polite, don't be afraid to print it through slight clipping or a more colored chain. Sometimes a clipped resample reads harder than a clean one. Just remember to split duties. Let the sub stay clean. Let the res carry the grit. Let the resample carry the attitude. Here's the big takeaway. This technique is not about making one huge synth patch. It's about building a bass system, a sub foundation. A moving res, a resampled audio layer you can treat like a break, and then a flip in the phrasing that turns the whole thing into a proper jungle/DNB drop evolution. So for practice, keep it simple. Build a 4-bar res flip loop, make a sine sub in operator, add a detuned res in wavitable, write only a few notes, automate the filter, resample the performance, slice it into a handful of hits, rearrange it so the second half feels like a mutation of the first. Then check mono and clean up the low end. If you can make that one loop feel like it starts as setup and ends as impact, you've got the technique. And once you've got that, you can use it all over your tracks, after an intro, in a drop switch up, in a call and response section, or as a rewind bait moment before the next chapter. That's the lesson. Make the res heavy. Resample it. Chop it like a drum performance. Keep the sub solid. Leave space for the breaks. And let the flip do the talking.